Jamie and Stoney here on 97.1 The Ticket. There are a lot of players in Detroit who have contracts that we are not big fans of. But I would have to argue that the three biggest contracts, and maybe they are the biggest in terms of dollar value, although I'm sure Blake is up there as well.
Yeah,
but
Blake's.
Everybody seems okay with Blake's contract, the way he's played this year, would be Matthew Stafford, Andre Drummond, and Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess Jordan Zimmerman. Yeah.
But is this his last year, I think, on the contract?
I feel like he's got one more. He's working on the changeup I read today.
I know.
Yeah.
I love spring training. Yes.
All right. So this is a question we came up with, and we were curious where the fans are on this one. Matthew Stafford, Andre Drummond, or Miguel Cabrera. Which of these three athletes do you believe has the brightest future in Detroit? And you can define that any way you want. Like, for example, I would argue that of the three, the player with the best chance of making an all-star game is actually Miguel Cabrera. Because every Tiger, there has to be one all-star from the Tigers.
Right.
And I could see Cabrera getting off to a decent start. And if they trade Castellanos, who else is going to make the all-star team?
Joe Jimenez again.
Joe Jimenez, Shane Green, Michael Fulmer, maybe, right? But Cabrera has a decent
chance. Jordan Zimmerman in his changeup.
But that doesn't mean that he's necessarily having a better season than, say, Andre Drummond or Matthew Stafford. So which of those three, in your mind, has the brightest future in Detroit?
Well, to answer your question, I mean, it may be simplistic. But I'm going to say it's Drummond just because of the word future. He's still the youngest by far of any of them, so he's got the bigger room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure he'll be able to improve, but he's played well the last 2 weeks. But still, Stafford, who the hell knows? You know, I'm sure he'll be better than he was last year.
He better be.
But I don't know how much better than that he'll be. And Cabrera, it's all a health deal.
Yeah, but even with the health, we all agree. I mean, at his age,
right,
with his body type.
Hopefully he'll be a designated hitter.
Well, yeah, if he becomes a designated hitter and he can somehow repurpose himself as a 2019 David Ortiz, then maybe he can just stay healthy and concentrate only on hitting, and maybe he can put up a productive season.
But I think it has to be Drummond just because he's, 25 years old.
Okay, I'm going to say Stafford. Okay. The interesting thing I think about all three of them is that there's no guarantee that any of them are going to be here a year from now.
Correct.
And that's what's weird when you think about, guys who are in a team, Stafford. And
I would think Miggy's going to be here because his contract, $30 million this year, next year, through 2023, mm-hmm. and then he has 2024, 2025 that he gets if he meets certain goals.
Right. But Matthew Stafford, I hope and I think, and evidence would suggest this, that last year was the anomaly. He was terrible last year by his standards.
Right.
I would hope and think that he will return to some sort of norm. I don't know what the deal was with him this year. I really don't. And like I said, I was kind of rooting towards the end of the year for someone to announce once the year was over, Matthew Stafford was suffering from blank this year. He had corrective blank on his blank and will be back to 100% by the start of training camp.
Yeah.
But we never heard that. So if it was just in his head, if it was just a disruption with Jim Bob, if it was the fact that, he became father to twins before the season started, I don't know what the disruptions or distractions were, but that wasn't the Stafford I'm used to. And I'm not going to go into the whole elite, non-elite. We all agree that he's not that, and maybe he can't win postseason awards, or maybe he can't win postseason games. But he's better than he was last year.
Yes.
Okay? There's no way Miggy can ever return to the levels he reached when he
was Triple Crown and all that
stuff. Yeah, I mean, he is now in the twilight of his career, and he will be a guy who hopefully will occasionally run into one, but I'm not even sure he's got the goods to be a good base runner anymore. I mean, we could be looking at a glorified doubles home runs hitter, and that's it. And Drummond's Drummond. I don't see the room for improvement with Andre Drummond. To me, Andre Drummond is what he is, which is a good rebounder, a limited offensive player, and a average to below average defender. And yes, you're right. He's young still.
Right.
But usually you don't see big men like Drummond all of a sudden at this point in their career. And we're, 5-6 years deep into his career now, suddenly turn the corner. And I don't know what would cause him to do so.
But I don't think he's going to be a great player. But I'm not sure that Stafford and Cabrera are going to be great anymore either. And that's
so we're talking about varying degrees of good.
Yeah.
248-539
for a lot of money.
9797. We're talking about the three guys here: Cabrera, Stafford, or Drummond. Which one in your mind has the brightest future as a Detroit athlete, or does any of them have? Do any of them have futures? Any of them at all?
There's the question. I think it's Drummond only because of his age. Mm-hmm. I don't think Stafford is going to get much better than he was 2 years ago or three years ago.
Drummond is?
I think that's okay because he'll still be here longer and whatever. And if they can do the right thing.
You've always been more down on Drummond than the rest. So I'm surprised that you are sticking up for him.
Because I just don't think Stafford, I think it's going to be best for Stafford unless he has a remarkable reclamation project under the new offensive coordinator. I don't think he's going to be here much more than a year or two.
And who do you think?
And Cabrera, I just think is, unfortunately, Father Time's just going to take care of him.
Who of Drummond and Stafford do you think has had the brightest past?
Stafford. I mean, I think Stafford has.
I think Stafford has.
Right. Yeah. Now, he's older, so it's a little unfair to him because he's at a crossroads right now.
Right. That's why if they were the same age, I would side with Jamie. Yeah, if they were the same age, it would be Stafford. If Stafford was 25 years old, yeah.
Stoney Drummond's never won a playoff game.
I understand that, but he's not.
You're supposed to say neither is Stafford.
I know.
That was like a, here.
Yeah.
Ladder.
Here you go. I know.
Setting you up. Jack in Monroe has to be Cabrera. Between these three, Miguel's been the most consistent even when on a bad team. Well, Miggy's never really played on a bad team here, except for last year, and he didn't play for
2015
bulk of the year. Okay,
yeah, it was 2016.
Okay, well, I mean, they still were at least contending.
Yeah,
I guess. 2015, or 2016, they went down to the final weekend in Atlanta
with a chance to make the playoffs.
So
I meant 2017.
Okay, 2017. Drummond, youth. Okay,
that's my only reason.
Right, but. Drummond's youth, I'm going to go ahead and say Drummond's youth is a tad deceptive. I mean,
because he's been in the league for a long
time.
Right.
You, like you said, Stone, you can't fool Father Time. His age is his age. I'm not saying he's lying about his age. That is how old he is. But how long do you give a guy? I mean, I'm not saying get rid of him, but he's been in the league for a long time. I mean, LeBron James was, when he was 25, I believe, was already, you know, winning championships or, you know, things like that. Yes, he got into the league at a young age. It's a young man's game.
I understand that.
And so by that age, a lot of guys have already accomplished a great deal of things. He's made two All-Star teams.
Believe me, if you ask me which player do I dislike the most out of those three,
it's I'm not asking that question.
I know. I understand that. So I'm trying to put my personal biases aside. I think he still has the best upside.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Although, if I have my way, he'll be traded after next year anyway.
Miguel Cabrera is coming back healthy and will be aided by playing DH. The other two just suck. Now, come on. The other two do not suck. That's from Paul from the next studio over. Wait, what? You faxing our show? It's outrageous. How dare you? Cabrera, because he'll hit 500 home runs and get 3,000 hits in the near future. Derek from Detroit. That's just ceremonial at this point. I mean, yes, it does underscore how great a player he is, how great a player he has been. I mean, look, of the three, Cabrera will have his number retired. If they still built statues, they would build him a statue, all the above. Those things will all happen, and he will go into the Hall of Fame, first ballot, wearing a D on his hat. There's no doubt about that. Stafford, they will put his name up on the Wall of Fame or whatever they call that.
At Ford Field.
The Wall of Honor.
Yeah.
The Ring of Honor.
Yes. That's
you know,
it.
That will be the extent of it.
When he's going to Canton, he's going to the IKEA.
Is there an IKEA in Canton? Oh, Canton in Canton, Michigan.
Yes.
How is Andre Drummond part of this question? Got to be Miggy. This question is depressing. Thanks, guys. That's from Kush. Sorry, Kush.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening. We appreciate it. He's part of this question because he is a player who earned a huge contract. And I think you can almost say that what's connecting these three players is that the contract they're currently playing on, none of them should be playing on right now. Even Cabrera, for as great as he was, when he signed the contract, we all knew that by the end of the contract, he'd be overpaid. when Stafford signed the contract.
Yeah, but if Cabrera signed the contract when he should have, like was 2 years later, he'd still probably be making this much money now. It probably wouldn't last as long, probably, because they probably wouldn't sign him to an 8-year extension or whatever they did. It would be shorter, but right. he'd still be on that now.
Okay, but I guess my point is that, and this is kind of what we talked about the other day, people are now viewing Cabrera's contract, just as they view Albert Pujols' contract, as a negative, because when the Cardinals let Pujols walk, right, and he went to the Angels, and they didn't let him walk. They tried to sign him. But I have a very good friend who's a Cardinal fan, and he said, look, am I bummed that Pujols left? I am. That being said, we got his best year.
Yes.
And if he goes to Anaheim, and I didn't realize how prescient this guy was going to be, because he's exactly right. He got to Anaheim, and he didn't fall off completely, but he's not nearly what he was in St. Louis. Well, and same with Miggy. If for some reason, you know, instead of Mike Ilitch and Dave Dombrowski, it was Bill Belichick running the Detroit Tigers, they would let him go. Well, and they said, we got his best years out of him, now we're going to let him go.
Well, part of the problem with him and Verlander were that they were signed 2 years before they had to be signed. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the reason, you know, why baseball's in this little bit of a funk right now, is these owners, you can call collusion, you can call whatever you want, Jamie, even though Machado and Harper are 26 years old, 28 years old, whatever, they're not given 10-year contracts ever again, I don't think. And they got burnt by Pujols. Because in baseball now, the owners were paying, you know, for what guys did in the past, not what they're going to do in the future. And now owners are saying, we ain't doing that anymore.
Trout will get one. Trout will get whatever he wants, assuming he stays healthy and continues to put those numbers.
Because I think Trout is different than...
Right, so don't say they're not giving out 10-year contracts anymore, because Trout will get whatever he wants. And if he doesn't get it from another team like the Yankees, the Angels will give it to him, because he will be the greatest Angel of all time. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.